That forgiveness is what we actually need for ourselves more than for that person. You are listening to Whitney Madwicate, My Life So Far. It's where I share honestly through life's lessons on love, career, self-growth, spirituality, and simply everyday living. It's everything you need for the offline moments we all experience. Here is My Life So Far. Hey everyone, it's Whitney Madwicate, and on today's episode, I'll be talking about heartbreak and forgiveness. Forgiveness is a really tricky thing, and I want to share my story with you guys, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Forgiveness is such a tricky thing, and I think with time, you kind of learn yourself and your idea of forgiveness and your pace, but it definitely varies from situation to situation. Some things are easier to forgive, and while others, they do take time, and it's genuinely a process that sometimes can't be rushed as much as we would like to just, you know, blink and forgive. Sometimes it's a lot harder to do that. So what happens when someone needs it more than you do? What happens when it's demanded of you, even if you aren't ready? Or what happens when it's demanded of you in ways you haven't yet experienced or you haven't yet grown to yet? It's Lent. It's a season of fasting, abstinence, charity, and a pursuit of closeness to God. I'm Catholic, in case you didn't know. And the other day, just this week, it was Ash Wednesday. So I'm at church, 12 p.m., on a gorgeous Wednesday. Well, it was a gloomy day. It was raining. And I was listening to the priest talk about Lent, with my mind focused on ways I wish to grow this Lent and the challenges ahead. I'm thinking of my lack of patience, or at least laziness, towards certain prayers. The struggle of fasting and denying myself that early morning breakfast that is engraved in my routine. And the ever-present need to shed the extra weight I feel on my mind and being for the past couple of weeks or months. January blues, yes, but I think it's deeper than that. And even in recording this week's episode, I procrastinated so much because my mood was just really, really off, and I didn't feel inspired, and I felt like I needed maybe a break. But then today, or at least tonight, because it's 3 a.m. on a Friday, on a Friday night, actually a Saturday morning, I felt inspired to talk about forgiveness and it being tricky. So as these thoughts flow through my mind at church, the priest's words strike me. It forces me to kind of stop being in my head and to pay even more attention to what he's saying. So he says something along the lines of forgiveness, or asking for patience to deal with those around us. At this point, I can't quite recall what I heard or what struck me back to earth from my thoughts. Maybe it was God directing me to listen and to challenge myself this Lent in regards to forgiveness. So I leave church feeling the need to reconcile. Maybe I'm holding on to things that it's weighing me down in ways that I didn't really realize to that moment. The thing about forgiveness is, as much as someone demands it, it's more for you than for them. You know, I think when we think of forgiveness, we think of the other person, like, why should I forgive you? You did that to me. No. And yes, you know, in one way it's like that. But I think with time I realized, like, forgiveness is actually for me, as opposed to that person. Forgiveness allows me to just let go of that extra weight that I was holding on to, and to kind of move on from it, or at least to grow from it. Because some things are definitely easier to forgive, while others, as much as we say we've let go of it, we've forgiven, it takes time to truly just let go, you know? And so for me, it kind of takes me back to my first encounter with true forgiveness and its power and its presence in my life. And this was back in high school. This is when I truly learned the power of forgiveness and really its impact on me. I was in high school and I was dating this guy. I know, high school romance, what a joke. And I found out a close friend was seeing or at least excessively talking to my boyfriend. We were friends, and I considered her someone that, would respect my relationship with this guy. And even though her friends knew that she was stepping out of bounds and warned her, she still progressed with things. When I found out, I wasn't even angry at him. Like, I could care less about the guy. I think I was more hurt that it came from someone that I knew or to some extent trusted. This was someone I was going to school with and I was seeing quite regularly and often. And maybe we weren't like the best of friends. I still thought, like, they would respect what I had with someone. That wasn't the case. So a ton of emotions came all at once. This was like my first time experiencing this level of betrayal that was just so heartbreaking. And it wasn't even from the guy, it was from the girl, like, wow. And so with all of these emotions, it was such an intensity I'd never experienced in my life. And I just never knew you could experience. Like, this was my first time. I felt angry. I felt hatred. I felt betrayal. I felt embarrassment and so much more. And I remember not smiling for weeks and having this book where I poured out all of my emotions, all of my thoughts, because it felt so heavy. Like, my mind was just racing in a million and one directions, and it was just pure negativity, pure hatred for this person. Weeks passed, and this girl just didn't even have any remorse, so it added to that weight. They both eventually made things official, and me and this guy, we broke up, we ended things. And so for weeks, this hatred grew, this anger grew, and it changed me. I wasn't smiling. I was full of hate. It was just a different Whitney. And even to this day, that sort of Whitney is not who I would like to experience again. And so it's kind of a reminder not to go back to that. So I always have to catch myself from falling into that sort of Whitney that just was so unfamiliar and just very scary. So one day I got fed up. I got fed up of all the anger. I got fed up of feeling all of these things that I didn't even understand the magnitude. And so I just was fed up enough that I felt ashamed of these feelings. Or at least I was missing my old self. This girl, she wasn't remorseful, and I couldn't wait for her to be. Like, I'm not gonna wait for you to tell me sorry or to do better or to act differently. And so I went to the school's chapel. I was in Lagoon, secondary school, so we had a chapel because we were more on the Christian side. And so I sat there. And I cried my eyes out. Like, I was like in tears, just pouring out my heart, pouring out how I felt, and just really wanting to let go of these emotions, really wanting to let go of all that happened. Because it was weeks of anger, weeks of hatred that wouldn't die down and wouldn't stop. It was waking up to hatred, going to bed with hatred. It had consumed me so much that I just felt like I was lost in all of it. So I was in this chapel quietly sat there, just crying and praying and just asking to let go of these emotions that I didn't know how to. I just wanted to leave all of this behind me and to just move forward. And so, as I shed tears and as I expressed myself so freely and openly to God, I felt this weight lifted off of me. My thoughts cleared, my thoughts stopped being negative, the lump in my throat left. I felt like me again. And I remember that day so vividly. It's always the reminder in my head, the picture, the flashback that comes whenever I don't want to feel that sort of hatred again. It was such a sunny, beautiful day. I felt like it was like a magical thing. I felt like I was floating, like I was flying through air. I could feel the spring in my steps. I could feel the joy around me. But most importantly, I could feel the smile on my face. It had been weeks without smiling. And my face was just so tired of not smiling that when I started to smile, it just felt so beautiful again. It felt amazing. It felt great. I had missed my smile. I had missed my joy. I had missed me. It felt great to be back, and I moved on so beautifully and so easily. I wasn't triggered by her sights. I wasn't even triggered by anything, really. I had moved on. So fast forward, months had passed. I'd moved on so brilliantly that when she randomly came up to apologize, I kind of almost forgot why she was even apologizing. It took like a split second to actually remember, like, oh yeah, that's what happened. That's what she's apologizing for. She really wanted that forgiveness, and I just had to remind her, like, well, cool. Like, I wasn't gonna wait for you to apologize. I don't even need you to tell me sorry anymore. Like, I've forgiven you months ago. But it's something I felt like she needed, you know? And so obviously I'm gonna give you that, you know? I'm gonna let you know, like, yeah, you're forgiven, it's fine, I've moved on, I'm not holding it against you. And I had moved on so well, like, it's crazy. I'd forgotten, like, what had happened for me to be so angry at her. And I think that's just the beautiful power of forgiveness, is like, sometimes you forget to extend that it just completely wiped out of your memory. That experience was just that brilliant reminder that we can't wait for people to tell us sorry to forgive them. That forgiveness is what we actually need for ourselves more than for that person. Yes, the person will come in their own time to ask for forgiveness. And yes, the person might never even ask for forgiveness. But with forgiveness, it's not something we should wait for the other person to beg for. But it's something that's, you know, we should sometimes look at ourselves and say, this is what I need to move on. I have to get past the initial hurt or the pain or the disappointment. And I just realized, like, at the end of it all, we're all humans and we're worthy of forgiveness. We're worthy of more chances as we grow, as we learn, and as we hopefully improve our lives. I always feel like, who am I to deny someone the forgiveness they ask for? You know, life isn't an easy journey, it's never a straight line, it's never black and white. And with death, always a surprising reminder on how pointless a lot of things are, it reminds me to forgive. Though I might be like, yeah, I forgive you, and it might take a while to forget or to fully let go of the hurt or the feeling attached to that pain, I've learned to give people a chance when they ask for it, while still keeping a boundary that protects myself. Because, it's so easy for people to ask for forgiveness or to say sorry, but then to not improve or to not do better. And so, in order to give people the forgiveness they ask for, and also to give myself the forgiveness that I need to move on, I will still put barriers or boundaries around me to protect myself from the chance of you actually not changing or you repeating your past mistake or the situation. Here I am looking into your eyes and seeing how desperately you need the forgiveness, how much it means to you to feel better. And even though I might not entirely be ready, because some things take time, I know that at the end of the day, I can't deny you the forgiveness you want. And so forgiveness is such a tricky thing. Because on one hand, you kind of instantly need to forgive to move on. But at the same time, it still takes time to fully forgive. And it is a process. And it's one that you kind of have to be patient with to truly understand where the hurt lies, where the pain lies, what makes it so hard to forgive that person. I think for me, just reflecting back on my high school experience with forgiveness and heartbreak, betrayal, and my boyfriend cheating on me then, I think what hurt me the most was thinking this was someone I could trust, or, really thinking I was held highly enough to be respected and to not have had that boundary crossed. And so the pain was coming from feeling a sense of betrayal, or maybe even a sense of not being important enough to respect, And so that's why the heartbreak wasn't even towards the guy, but towards her, because I felt like, oh wow, how could you do this to me? But I'm glad that happened, like, as suckish as it was in that moment, I'm glad it happened because that taught me so much about forgiveness and, me being available to forgive. Or me being ready to forgive, like, yes, I may ask for time, but then at some point, I have to tell myself forgiveness is what you need to actually move on. And so I'll do my best to forgive. It might be hard to forget, it might take a while to fully forgive, but I'm gonna take that first step to forgive you so I can let go of the pain, I can let go of the anger, the hatred, the hurt, the betrayal. I can let go of the weight that is on my chest and holding me back and holding me down. And so I'm doing this for myself. I'm doing it for you. And I'm hoping at the end of the day, we both come out stronger and better human beings. So forgiveness is really tricky. I'm not great at it all the time. I'm human. But I do my best to be open to it. I do my best to understand where the pain point is so I can help myself forgive even more. And sometimes forgiveness is beyond me and I have to pray about it, I have to cry about it. I kind of need some time to heal from it. And maybe sometimes, you asking for forgiveness just makes me even more angry because it's like, why do you want me to forgive you? You did this to me. But I think eventually, when the anger has died down and the feelings have calmed down, I realize that the act of forgiveness is more for myself to release myself from that pain, from that hurt, and to move forward and to move on. Forgiveness is such a beautiful thing, it brings healing, it brings peace. And as much as it might take time, for you to completely heal from the trauma, from the hurt. Forgiveness is definitely one step. And sometimes it's not even forgiveness towards that person, but forgiveness to yourself. Forgiving yourself for the hurt that you feel accountable for. Forgiving yourself for maybe your expectations that led to that disappointment. Forgiving yourself for the hurt that you've experienced, or maybe even putting yourself in that position to feel hurt. Forgiving yourself because you're only human. Forgiving yourself because you are worthy of forgiveness. Forgiving yourself because you need to move on. Forgiving yourself because you are worthy of it and you deserve it. And so sometimes, as much as it's hard to completely say, like, I 100% forgive you, I will utter the words, I forgive you. Because it is a journey, some shorter than others, some easier than others. But I think it's always so important to remember that. I think for me, at the end of the day, I want you to know that I forgive you, even though it might be a process I'm still working on. I still want you to know that I forgive you, and it's okay. I've moved on. And so forgiveness is such a powerful thing. I think, you know, just being at church and feeling this weight on me, I felt like I should forgive the people that maybe I'm holding on to the ways they've hurt me and it's weighing me down. Maybe I'm disappointed and so the weight is just on my chest. And the only way for me to move on is to forgive them. And so it's much easier said than done. Because I think sometimes you secretly want the person to know how they've hurt you. You secretly want them to say, I'm sorry. Or maybe you just simply want them to do something else. Like, I don't want words, I want actions. I don't want your sorry, just don't hurt me. I don't want to hear sorry, just be who I want you to be. And so forgiveness is such a two-way thing. It's you understanding what you need from yourself to let go of the pain. And also sometimes realizing you don't need that person to say sorry or to feel remorseful before you can actually let go and move on. Because at the end of the day, forgiveness, as much as it helps the other person, it helps you on a greater scale. And so, I forgive you. It's a process. It will take time. It might take time. But I forgive you. So glad I could touch on this topic. It was really hard to kind of get out of my mood. I've talked about January blues in last week's episode. I've talked about the roller coaster of my emotions so far this year. So sometimes it's really hard to just get out of that mood to kind of talk to you guys, because I don't want to feel like I'm lying or pretending to be happy. You know, I want everything to be as authentic as possible. And I was about to put up a post on Instagram like, guys, I'm taking a break, no podcast this weekend. So I'm really proud that I'm feeling great and I can record this podcast for you guys, this episode. And I'm so excited about this topic, forgiveness. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. I would love to hear your thoughts. You can leave me a voice message, or you can say hi on Instagram at My Life So Far Podcast. I would love that. Oh, and don't forget to leave me a review as well. That would be so helpful. I'll catch you in my next episode. Lots of love. Bye.